Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
August Fulchigalir Gaji Capital Irish. Hello everyone and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I will be with you for the next half hour here on Capital Irish. Now I'm recording this show in advance so that we can take a well-earned summer break on the Capital Irish team here, so I'm afraid I don't have any Irish themed news or events from the Wellington region to share with you today. But if you check out the websites and social media accounts of the likes of the Wellington Irish Society, the Hutt Valley Irish Society and our other Irish community organisations, you will be sure to find out what's happening in the month of January. We have been hearing a lot as I record this about how the summer is expected to pan out in terms of weather. We're expecting some hot weather and I'm hoping that these predictions have come through and that you've all had the opportunity to enjoy some road trips, some barbecues, some time by the water or whatever floats your boat in the summer season. And for our listeners back home in Ireland, I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas, although most likely without the summer weather that we're hoping to have had here in Wellington. Now, I have been scratching my head thinking about a theme for today's show, and I have decided that today we are going to listen to some of the guilty pleasures in Irish music. Yes, indeed. We are going to listen to some kind of cheesy, sometimes Irish pop. Acts from the Louis Walsh School of Pop Music, which I don't really think is a thing, but it might be, will feature, I'm afraid. But don't worry, I won't tell anyone that you're bopping or singing along if you don't. So your secret is safe with me. We will get started with one of the biggest pop acts to have made it big, particularly in terms of how successful they were outside of Ireland. And I am talking here, of course, about Westlife. And I was surprised to find, listeners, that they're still touring. The tour that's happening at the moment is called the Wild Dreams Tour, and it started in the Aviva in July 2022, and they are still going. Much of 2023 was spent in Asia, with multiple gigs in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia, Singapore, Manila, the Philippines, many cities across China. And they've also been to Vietnam, Taiwan, South Africa, Mexico, the UK, and many more. The tour finishes in March in Sao Paulo, with stops along the way in Canada, the US, and Mexico, all in the month of March in 2024. So they are a busy, busy bunch is what they are, which, as I say, surprised me. Now, I don't precisely know why I'm so surprised, but there you go. Anywho, let's have a listen now and a sing along if you want. Don't worry, I won't judge. This is Westlife with World of Their Own.
When you come around, yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy. When I leave you behind, it plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had. As if I find someone who's just like you. What am I doing without you? And all of the things I've been looking for have always been here outside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you? What am I doing without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. But fooling around is over. And I swear it's true, no buts or maybes. But when I'm falling down, there's always someone who saves me. And girl, it's you. Oh, funny how life can be so surprising. I'm just realizing am I doing without you? Well, it's feeling right now. So let's do it right now. What am I doing without you?
We got a little world of our own. I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in where no one else goes.
What am I doing without you?
All of the things I've been looking for have always been here inside of my thoughts. And all of the time I'm looking for something.
World of our own.
We got a little world of our own. I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in where no one else knows.
That was, of course, Westlife there with the World of Our Own. Now let's move on in our Irish pop music tour with our next stop taking us via Arklow in County Wicklow, which is the home place of Róisín Murphy, who teamed up with Mark Bryden in the mid-90s to form Moloco. And they had a number of dance floor hits, and we will take a listen to one of the most well-known of these, and this is Sing It Back.
So tired, I sleep.
That was Moloco there with Sing It Back, no doubt bringing many of you who are of my own vintage or thereabouts, bringing many memories back of dance floors around Ireland, perhaps the Skeff if you went to NUIG, or Docks in Limerick, or a firm favourite of the UL crowd, the Kilmurry Lodge. We'll take a step back even further in time now for our next Irish pop act. This time we're going to hear from the Nolans. The Nolan family were raised in Raheny in Dublin until their parents, Tommy and Maureen, moved to Blackpool in the early 1960s. Now, singing was originally an all-family affair with both parents and seven of the eight children performing as the singing Nolans. And the sisters then formed, or some of the sisters formed their own group, the Nolan Sisters, in 1974, which incidentally is only 2 years prior to U2 forming in 1976. And I will just let that sink in for a while because it kind of shocked me. Anywho, the Nolans had many hits and were apparently extraordinarily successful in Japan. Which, again, I'm constantly being surprised today. But let's take a listen now to what is probably their very best known hit, I'm in the Mood for Dancing. Was the Nolans there with I'm in the Mood for Dancing. You are listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. I'm Marion Grealis, your host for today, and I'm taking us on a trip through some classic Irish pop hits to go along with whatever you're doing this summer in Wellington or further afield. Right then, next up on our pop music tour, we have an act that was once described by Simon Cowell on their debut at the X Factor auditions in 2008 as not very good and incredibly annoying. It is, of course, Jedward. John and Edward Grimes burst into the pop scene via the vessel that was the X Factor, and despite Simon Cowell not being terribly impressed, to say the least, they actually did achieve a pretty impressive level of popularity and success. And we are going to listen now to their entry for the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. This is Lipstick.
You say you're on it, but you just don't know. You spend the money like you're on death row. You must be miseducated by all the guys today. You think I'll take the bait, but I don't think so. Oh, am I heading for a car crash? Oh, just about to meet my match, she takes the hole. I'm about to fall in head first, sisters. Let me tell you how it works. Hey!
Rather abrupt end to that song. Wasn't expecting that, but here we go. Just as well I was ready. Well, now I did warn you folks that we would be hearing a fair amount from the Libby Walsh stable, and we will continue that trend now by listening to some Ronan Keating, a former member, of course, of Boyzone, who went on to have a solo career, and the song that we're about to listen to, Roller Coaster, was one of his most successful hits.
Telling a spin. Hey, baby.
party, folks. I was pretty cheeky there. I've cut that one a little bit short, but that's because I want to fit in a couple more Irish pop tunes before we finish up today. So we just listened to Ronan Keating, and now we're going to hop over to The Corrs, who were recent visitors to New Zealand. And this song is So Young. The Corrs there with So Young. Thank you very much for tuning in to Capital Irish today, wherever you are around the world, and we wish you all the very best start to 2024. We'll finish up today with Samantha Mumba, who burst through at the turn of the millennium with Gotta Tell You, and we'll go out on that today. And remember, there's no shame in enjoying some pop music from time to time. Slánga fól. Been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.